Did God ordain the seminaries?
What happened is Jesus sent his disciples out with the Great Commission. Okay.
What is that Great Commission?
To convert followers to Jesus Christ.
Can you be specific? Do you know what God's word says? You got a doctorate. Do you know what the Great Commission even is?
The Great Commission is to go out, like St. Paul said, to go out and convert sinners to Jesus Christ.
But do you know what God's word says specifically? I'm challenging your doctorate degree.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know word for word. It depends on what Bible you're using too, man.
It actually says in Mark, he says, go preach the gospel.
Okay.
And then in Matthew 28:20, he said, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. That's what people call it. The Great Commission isn't even in the Bible, but that's what people call the Great Commission.
Right.
But I'll go back to the seminaries. Did Jesus guide you to get a doctorate degree?
Hold on.
Are
you talking about seminaries?
Schools of religious training.
Okay.
Did God start those or man?
Men did.
There you go. This building with a Mary inside.
Yeah.
Worshiping her like a goddess. Did God do that or did
She's
man
not,
do that?
We don't worship
sure
Mary.
Sure you do.
As
She's in there to build. They called her the mother of the universe.
Some people do.
The Catholic Church does.
Yeah.
They believe she was immaculately conceived. Do you have any evidence of that at all in the scriptures?
No. Well,
I have a question. Is Mary omnipresent like God?
No.
How can she hear the prayers of people all over the world, millions of them?
Well, as Catholics, we believe you can pray to the saints.
How can if they're not omnipresent, how can they hear your prayers?
Because they're saved and they're in heaven.
So they're omnipresent to hear everyone's prayers. Millions of people around the world.
So they
are omnipresent.
How do you know?
Because there's only one omnipresent, and that's God. Christ in God is the omnipresent God.
But there's three people in God.
Holy Spirit, Christ, God. That's not Mary or the disciples.
Okay. So what
your doctrine is useless, sir. I love you. It's useless. The Roman Catholic Church is a pagan perversion of Christianity. It was merged together. It doesn't
you're
even preach
hell,
the
dude.
Biblical gospel.
You're going to hell. You know
really?
That?
Yeah, going
you
to hell? You think
because
so?
This church right here, you know how many people they save?
Oh,
you know
they don't save anybody. They damn people's souls.
Do you know? Well,
they damn
people's
souls.
People damn their own souls.
With the false gospel.
How many people do you guys save?
No, I don't save anyone.
How much money do you give the community?
I don't save anyone. God says in Matthew 16, I will build my
church.
And in Acts 2, it says God adds people to the body. God.
Do you know how many people?
They converted to corrupt Christianity.
How many did
they converted to corrupt Christianity.
How many people did you convert?
Roman Catholics are converted corrupt Christianity. Let's get it straight.
It's okay, man. God bless you, okay?
God blesses those who obey him, sir.
You guys are wrong.
Mary can't hear you.
Go back to Jesus, okay?
The popes protect pedophiles. It's the richest business in the world. It's the richest business in the world.
Yes, sir. You know how many
they preach a false gospel.
Millions of people.
The Muslims convert people.
To what?
To the false faith of the Muslim, like you do to the false faith of the Roman Catholics.
Did you fight for Christianity?
Jesus didn't tell us to fight.
Yeah, but I did. Pick up the sword. He said he came here
if you killed people, that's on you, not God.
No,
he didn't tell you to do that, sir.
Listen, man, you're so lost. You guys are lost.
Really?
Yeah, you are.
We're found in Christ, and you're telling us we're lost.
You're standing out here in a
sidewalk. We're in pajamas?
Where's all your followers?
Did you know?
These people have... billions.
Did you know Jesus said few are going to find eternal life? That means puny. Matthew 7.
You guys are lost, man.
God blesses those who obey him, sir.
What?
God blesses those who obey him. You're not obeying him. I don't have a church. I follow Christ the Most High, and he has one. And we're part of that one. This is a bloated, corrupt, perverted way. On my website, I teach about it. You can look it up.
What's going to happen to you, man?
Look up Roman Catholicism Exposed.
You're going to find out the evil you're doing. You're going to find it out.
I'm going to hear one or two things. Well done or away from me.
All you do is smile.
No, don't shake his hand. No, we don't shake hands with false teachers.
With what?
We don't shake hands with false teachers. We don't shake hands with false teachers.
His soul is not yours.
He'll tell you.
I see one, two, three, four, five. I see billions of people.
And eight got on the ark. Eight got on the ark out of many millions to be spared. And three came out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And two come out of 600,000. Sir, you need to repent. You're following a false gospel.
No.
Your bloated, perverted church full of perverts can't save anyone.
You know what's going on?
They're spiritual perverts.
You're following Satan's teachings.
You're spiritual perverts in the Catholic Church because you perverted the Word of God.
Oh, really?
So Jesus said, look up the word perverse.
I know all about it.
You've corrupted the Word of God.
I guarantee you I have much more education than you do.
Really? You didn't even know what the Great Commission is.
Yeah, so what?
What is your education going to do for you, sir, on Judgment Day? Pride.
What's it going to do for you?
Pride.
What's it going to do for you?
The knowledge of God's Word. The knowledge of God's Word is going to carry me through to salvation because Christ is the Word made flesh.
God's house.
That is not God's house. That's Satan's house.
No, it's not.
That's Satan's house, sir.
God bless you, man. God bless
He blesses those who obey Him. We love you. We love our enemies and we love those that pervert the Word of God. Turn and repent. The Catholic Church is a perverted man-made religion. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived. Don't be deceived by man-made religion, folks. Jesus shed His blood to make a way for a peculiar few, a puny few people. That's who He shed His blood for. And by that death, burial, and resurrection, you can find eternal life. And unless you turn and find that eternal life in Jesus, not Mary, not popes, not priests, this is pagan goddess worship that goes back past the days of Nimrod. The popes have no authority to forgive sins. It's the richest business in the world. They don't preach the biblical gospel. So we'll just get back to preaching Jesus. You guys ready? Let's go this way. We're going to get back to preaching Jesus Christ. It's all true, sir. It is all true, sir. Unless you turn to Christ, you have no hope. You have to repent and seek the kingdom of God. Corrupt man-made religion is not going to get you there. The evangelical church is lying to you, not telling you the truth of God.
All right, General. Have a good day. Take yourself on the road. Take yourself further on the road.
No, you know what? We'll leave when we're ready. Yeah, it's a public sidewalk. You can sit there and we can stand here.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, we love you, neighbor. Unless you're born of God, you have no hope.
All right, sir.
Come out and seek Christ in spirit and truth, neighbor. Jesus and Paul went to the temple. They went to the Pharisees to preach. And guess what always happened? We're going to talk about this. Guess what always happened when Jesus and Paul went to the temple? It always caused a problem. The Roman guard showed up. Why? Because the truth is at enmity against the Word of God. And it always causes the demons to rise up. It causes false religious people to rise up. Enmity, to be of the world, of the flesh, is to be an enemy of God, neighbors. We don't want you to be an enemy of God. We want you to receive the truth of God in Christ. We want you to be transformed. Has your mind been renewed? Do you even know the truth of God? Do you study the Word of God to find out that which is good, pure, and true? On Judgment Day, what's going to happen to your neighbor? You're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth unless you repent. Are you willing to repent? Are you willing to be transformed? Are you willing to be made new? Are you willing to lose your life?
What are you guys,
you're not a mocker, are you?
Who?
You're not a mocker, are you?
It's a marker.
A mocker.
It's a mocker? I might be a fool. I'm not wise, but I'm definitely not a mocker.
Okay. Far from a mocker.
Mocker's the worst.
He just wants to know your take on everything.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
He wants to know your take. So he
Our take? What's our take, sir?
Take, but like, okay, you got Jehovah's Witnesses, you got Mormons, you got...
They're all false.
Exactly.
Roman Catholic, Evangelical Mormons, Jehovah's Witness. Who invented them all? Man. Not
so
God.
So where are you just...
We follow Jesus.
Torah keepers?
No, not Torah. We don't follow Torah. Torah was for Israel. So you're not a mocker. You do want to talk. Okay. I've had a lot of mockers today, so.
No.
You can imagine.
You can be wise, foolish, but don't be a mocker, whatever you do.
No, we have had a lot of mockers today.
My ass talking.
All right. So no, we're not Torah keepers, but we do believe we keep some pre-Torah things and we keep the new covenant. So some of the pre-Torah things, can I share them with you?
Absolutely.
So here you go. One, are you married?
I am.
One woman?
second marriage, but my first wife.
No, I'm saying one woman at a time.
First one woman
not a man.
At a time, yeah.
You're not married to a man. God ordained that in Genesis 1.
Right.
1-2.
I get that.
1-2, okay? God said, love, you have a family. You're kind of a robust guy. If an animal attacked your family, would you go, oh my, an animal, I can do nothing while he attacks my children? Or would you jump on it, stomp it, kill it? Bear hug it, strangle it out.
Fast forward.
Okay, you take dominion of them. That's ordained in Genesis.
Yeah, I got no problem.
Genesis 9, God says don't drink blood. That's still, absolutely. you don't have blood at home in your fridge.
Steak.
That's not blood. Actually, the red is not even blood.
I understand.
Okay, so here's another one. In Genesis 3, God shed blood and took coats of skins and covered us and dressed us. Do you know why we wear clothes today?
Because the shame, this original sin.
They're sin coverings.
Right,
and God actually said, that's why we look different. God actually said to cover
so
in a long, loose garment. So these are some of the pre-Torah things.
So
that
back
we
Torah.
Not Torah. We don't keep Torah.
No. So my brother and I, for a while there, we've been struggling with pork, shrimp.
No.
And he's a big on, he's Sabbath, Sabbath. And I'm like, well, I think we're past all that.
Yeah.
Because the things that I do that I know I get conviction from.
You're in sin.
If I'm scrolling and I know something I shouldn't be looking at, that I convicted. Eating a piece of bacon doesn't convict me. So in my heart, I feel like I'm not under that old covenant.
Yeah.
Ready to
go ahead.
So him and I, my brother and I, my dad was the most Christian man you'll ever meet in your life. He knew his Bible front and back, King James only.
Well, knowing it is enough, you got to obey it.
No, I know.
Yeah,
my
okay.
dad's Bible. When he passed away, I still told my three brothers, I want dad's Bible no matter what. It's the most dog-eared, highlighted Bible you've ever seen in your life. So my dad ate bacon, shrimp, all that stuff. Got something going on you need to go to?
No. My wife's around here. I keep an eye on my wife.
Okay, for you.
Yeah.
So
I'm a street preacher. I got to be aware. I've been sucker punched from behind and everything.
No, you got to be aware. No. So,
you got to be aware.
So, like,
wisdom.
Okay.
Wisdom.
So we do go to a Baptist church.
You do now?
Yes.
Who started that, man or God?
Well, I assume man did.
Man did.
And I mean, so I've done a lot of research on a lot of stuff. And some of it's like, okay, you don't need to be assembling in a church, there's one man teaching everything.
Amen. That's not God's design.
Right. Well, we should all be part of the deal.
Amen.
And but at the same time, where is that located? So
you found it right here. That's what we do.
I know. And I understand
there's
that.
A few of us, but the Bible says few.
I don't think that by going to this Baptist church.
No,
and
I think you're missing. I think you're missing. You might be looking at a splinter that I think it is. Like Sunday's not the Lord's day.
Sabbath,
that's a lie.
Saturday, absolutely.
Yeah,
for sure.
And we don't keep Saturday Sabbath today. But I think the bigger thing is the most Baptist churches don't preach the biblical gospel, the shed blood of Jesus. Did you take a gospel card?
Yeah, you did.
Uh-huh. So you can read it later. The shed blood of Jesus and His resurrection calls you to repentance, which you change your mind and your ways. And when your heart's been transformed by the Spirit of God, you no longer want anything that's false. You hate every false way. You come out of the world. You come out of pride, vanity. You come out of all false religion. And that's the fruit that you're born of God. So I think a bigger problem, and you must endure to the end. You can't just say, I'm saved today. You got to every day, week, month, and year endure in faith.
Stand firm.
You can fall away into sin, and you can fall away into apostasy and lose your salvation. But here's the thing. The Baptists usually don't keep that biblical gospel. They don't call people out of the world. Every Baptist I know is worldly, meaning they love sports, politics, entertainment, movies.
I hate all those things. Okay. I could care less about any one of them.
That's not of God. They keep pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday.
I fight with my wife. I said, no tree in the house. And
that's
she
good.
Insists on tree in the house.
No. You're the ruler.
I know, but you don't even understand.
You're the ruler.
My brother now, because he's gone so far into the Torah type stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
He's doing Hanukkah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So he has no temple. He has no priesthood. He can't slaughter animals.
No.
He's not in Israel.
You can't obey one, you can't obey them all. You got to just... So I showed my wife, and believe me, I mean, I know that maybe you have more control than I do.
Oh, yeah.
But
our wives aren't feminized.
Yeah,
I love you.
What about... So no Torah, none of that stuff, none of that kicking them out of the house during their monthly.
No. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's
foolishness.
That's old stuff. Yeah.
Paul said the old's passed away, so a new better covenant could come.
Exactly. But we learn that sometimes Peter said, "Hey, Paul's confusing a bunch of people," but
he didn't say Paul's confusing a bunch of people. He said unlearned people twist Paul's writings. Is what he actually said.
So,
that's a big difference. Paul was Holy Spirit inspired.
There's one guy that I half follow, half don't follow.
Uh-oh.
What's
his name?
It's a church. It's on a Facebook or TikTok thing where it's churchianity or some Christianity, but churchianity, where he's saying that he's got a lot of great points about how when he's all like, no pork, no, you know, this, that, and the other. And my dad, the best Christian I've ever known in my life. My dad, I look up for school in the morning. He was already up 2 hours reading his Bible. He knew his Bible front and back. And he ate pork, and he ate friggin' shrimp and everything else.
Was he a Baptist?
Yeah,
he didn't study the Bible enough.
You don't.
You know what Jesus said in Mark 7?
My dad would stand here and teach you something.
You know what Jesus said in Mark 7? You worship God in vain for keeping man-made traditions. That's the Baptist faith.
So I wouldn't say he's kept the Baptist anything.
I'm just telling you. I don't know about your dad.
My dad could walk past anybody without preaching and sharing the gospel with him.
I understand. This isn't about your dad. This is about you.
No.
So do you keep sin and worldliness?
Well, I have a couple cocktails here and there.
Are you drinking right now?
This is a cocktail.
Yeah, you get a little buzz sometimes. I used to drink at party.
I wouldn't say. Yeah.
Is that a good witness?
Well, no, probably not.
See?
Probably not.
There's things you need to repent of, because if you live in any of these sins and lukewarmness, read Revelation 2 and 3. We're studying through it as a body. Revelation 2 and 3, Jesus tells the bodies, repent, you're lukewarm, or I'll remove your lampstand.
That's the scariest verse in the
Bible. Yeah, we don't want you to have it. Come out.
I know.
Come out. I mean, we're here to help you.
A little wine. Jesus, Paul told Timothy, hey,
not tipsy, but wine. I drink every once in a while when I have a headache or a stomach ache, I take a sip of wine, and we also use wine when we do the Lord's Supper. But we don't drink casually. I used to do that.
I know, but this is like a weekend.
It's like a number thing. It's addictive.
Listen, I've come a long way. I used to be freaking smoking weed every day, 5 times, 20 times
okay,
a day.
I understand. So but I'm you got to go further.
I know.
One sin's going to cause you to lose your soul.
Yeah.
One unrepented sin.
No,
unrepented sin.
Well, but one sin can lose your soul. No one's perfect. And none of us are going to, if it wasn't for Jesus' shed blood to forgive us.
How do you get the blood applied to you? Do you have to repent of it?
You do.
Can a homosexual practice it and go to heaven?
No.
Can drunks practice it and go to heaven?
Well, drunks. What's a drunk?
How about liars?
There's a drunkard.
Liars? Can they practice it and go to heaven?
Step back a second.
How about worldliness?
What's a drunkard?
Somebody who drinks. I would say a drunkard is someone who drinks for casual reasons, and it affects their mood in any way. I would say that's.
I would say that's on a person that does that on a regular basis.
Okay. So we get off drinking, but worldliness. James 4:4, to be a friend of the world. That friend word means fond of. If you're fond of like sports, politics, entertainment, any of that stuff. But if you dress worldly and live like the culture, if your wife is worldly, you notice our wives cover their heads. The Bible actually teaches that. Baptists of old actually taught that. Today's Baptists are all feminized and they don't teach that. Women showing their body and their hair off. Men showing their bodies off.
None of this
is of God. So you got to go much deeper. What's your first name?
Brian.
Brian?
Yep.
I'm Tupos to Sakuo. You got to go much deeper, and our website will help you for free. We don't want your money. We want you to go deeper. Conform to God's word. Be holy. Be set apart so people look at your life and they go, Brian, you're so different than the culture. We want to know why. Not, hey, you're just like us.
So is it that they cover their heads while praying?
No,
or
always.
Cover their
you
heads
see, always.
Constantly?
Always.
It almost seems like a
Yeah, I have articles
tradition.
On that at the teaching blog.
So
it's always.
That in the Bible?
It's a sign for the angels,
and
1 Corinthians 11.
It says that men shouldn't have long hair because isn't that a thing?
Yep.
Women shouldn't have short hair.
Yep.
But where does it say always?
Yep. It says when they're praying, when they're prophesizing.
Yeah.
Okay. Paul says pray unceasingly. So I have a question. If my wife walks around and she's supposed to pray unceasingly, so 30 times a day she cries out to the Lord, she can put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off, put it on, take it off. So I used to wear a baseball hat when I first started preaching. I always, because I'm had a bald head.
Can't pray with a hat.
Hold on. I used to have a bald head and I'd get sunburned and I didn't trust God. I decided every time I was witnessing my wife, I'd stand there, she'd take a picture and I'd go, I was witnessing again with my baseball hat on. She goes, yeah, you forget to take it off. I keep taking it off. I said, gone. I got rid of it because we're not supposed to pray and prophesize. Prophesize is telling the truth of God with our heads covered, men. But if you look up 1 Corinthians 11, it talks about it's a sign for the angels. It's when she's praying or prophesizing. Also, a woman's hair is her glory. Her glory is to be covered.
Yeah. Gotcha.
See, the culture. So here's the thing. I love you, man. I thought when you came up, I thought you were going to be mocking me. I love you. You know what? Here's the thing. Don't be a cultural Christian. You know what I want you to be? I want you to be a biblical Christian.
And
does that make sense, brother?
And I'm working my way that I'm trying to, believe me.
We're here to help you.
You know, it pinches me all the time. Yeah. But for a while there, it was like, because I stopped eating pork and shrimp.
No. Don't go that way.
But I was trying to, because I was struggling with them. Like, I was trying to earn. I wasn't trying to earn, because I know that you can't earn your way in.
You don't earn your way, but you're working for the one that made your way.
Right.
And you know what 1 Timothy 4:16 says? Nobody quotes this verse. It says, ready? Walk in sound doctrine, by which you are saved, and them that hear you. Do you know why walking in sound doctrine instruction, do you know why it saves you? You're not working your way to salvation.
It's a sword.
It's proof that you know Jesus and you want the truth.
Well, if you live in, I get it all.
Yeah, if you live in sin and rebellion, you're following Satan more than Jesus.
Yeah, and I don't want to do that.
No.
So is there like a title to your guys? Does you guys just...
Follow Jesus.
Peter,
we're disciples.
Paul, and Mary,
we're the ecclesia of God. The word church means ecclesia, called out ones. We don't have a building. We're all, us three families are van dwellers. And we sold everything we own. These young men are young. They got to work.
Is your boy?
No, he's my brother in the Lord, but he's not my son. Yeah, but he's my brother in the Lord. He's
guys.
A son in the Lord, that's for sure. He could be my son. I retired and support myself. They work for 6, 7, 8 months, save their money up, then take the rest of the year off and go preach.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Go deep. Email us. We'd love to encourage you.
No, I would love to.
Bible study.
Yeah.
Well, Bible study. We'll help you go deep. Accountability is what you need. You need accountability and other godly men pulling you along. Do you ever see an eagle fly around? Who do they hang out with?
Other eagles.
You ever hang out with pigeons?
Pigeons are dirty.
Only when you want to eat a pigeon do they hang out with
eat
them.
Eat a pigeon?
So here's the thing. You don't want to hang out with Baptists. You want to hang out with godly people flying above the high standard of God.
I hear you.
All right? You've been awesome.
Listen, I appreciate you listening.
Go check out don'tperish.com. Check it out.
It's on the card?
It's on the card. And so is my email.
I will.
All right? We'd love to help you in the faith. Go deep. Come out of all that sin and seek the kingdom of God.
Got to do.